はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
サチコです。
Lower Intermediate Lesson No. 16 Postcards Chapter 6. So Natsuko-san, can you give us a brief update on what's been going on between the postcards between Ishihara-san and Sasaki-san?
I remember Ishihara-san writing that he went to see her, but she didn't show up.
Ooh.
So he was kind of wondering what happened to her.
Ooh.
So this is like the Japanese version of Bridges of Madison County.
Oh, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, you have to. You must.
Oh, really?
It's about two middle-aged people who really want to be together, but they can't, and so they're playing games with each other. It's really moving.
Sounds similar, yes.
So this is what's coming up. Before we start the show, I just want to remind everyone to stop by JapanesePod101.com to pick up the PDFs. There's a lot of useful information in there, and it's always great to have a piece of paper to look at all the letters and the kanji involved in what we're saying today. All right, so stop by and be sure to leave us a post if you do.
Ishihara-san, ご無沙汰しております。青葉若葉がすがすがしい今日この頃、お元気にしていますでしょうか。隣の方から連絡が入りまして、石原さんがうちを訪ねていらっしゃったそうですね。無事にお帰りになってよかったと思っております。現在、私はハワイにいます。あの結婚を知らせる手紙を読んでからというもの、どうするべきかについて考えてきました。結局、ずっと私と結婚したがっていた人のプロポーズを受けました。あさって、ハワイで結婚することになっています。とても皮肉ですね。二人ともアメリカで結婚します。では、お元気で。佐々木。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。石原さん、ご無沙汰しております。青葉、若葉が、すがすがしい、今日、この頃、お元気にしていますでしょうか。隣の方から連絡が入りまして、石原さんがうちを訪ねていらっしゃったそうですね。無事にお帰りになってよかったと思っております。現在、私はハワイにいます。あの結婚を知らせる手紙を読んでからというもの、どうするべきかについて考えてきました。結局、ずっと私と結婚したがっていた人のプロポーズを受けました。あさって、ハワイで結婚することになっています。とても皮肉ですね。二人ともアメリカで結婚します。では、お元気で、佐々木。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
石原さん。
Mr. Ishihara.
ご無沙汰しております。
My apologies for the late response.
青葉若葉がすがすがしい今日この頃、お元気にしていますでしょうか。
In these recent days, brightened by the fresh green leaves, how have you been getting along?
隣の方から連絡が入りまして、石原さんがうちを訪ねていらっしゃったそうですね。
I heard from the person next door that you visited.
無事にお帰りになって、よかったと思っております。
I'm happy to know that you returned without incident.
現在、私はハワイにいます。
I'm currently in Hawaii.
あの結婚を知らせる手紙を読んでからというもの、どうするべきかについて考えてきました。
Since reading your letter informing me of your impending marriage, I've been thinking about what I should do.
結局、ずっと私と結婚したがっていた人のプロポーズを受けました。
In the end, I accepted a marriage proposal from a long-time suitor.
あさって、ハワイで結婚することになっています。
The day after tomorrow, we'll be married in Hawaii.
とても皮肉ですね。二人ともアメリカで結婚します。
How ironic that both of us will be married in America.
では、お元気で。
The best of health to you.
佐々木。
佐々木。
夏子さん、この話をどう思いましたか？
なんだか複雑なことになってきてますね。
そうですよね。とっても分かりにくい話になってきました。
うん。もう一回ちょっと前のレッスンを聞いて復習しないと私ちょっと混乱しそうです。
そうですね。なかなかロマンチックなものは難しいと思います。うん、夏子さん、今後どうなると思いますか？
うん、分かりませんけど、私だったらどうするかな。でもやっぱりこの人と結婚しちゃうかな。
So you would marry this person?
どうでしょうね。
Wow. 私はどうするか分かりませんね。ちょっと結構人間不信なので。
So you don't believe people?
I might not be too easily willing to trust people.
Oh, I agree.
ちょっと怖いですね。ちょっと怖いですね。Okay. Well, 今日の単語を見ていきましょうか。
はい。
お願いします。What's the first word?
青葉。
Fresh leaves.
夏子さん、this word 青葉, it consists of two very distinct characters. What do they stand for?
青,
which means blue.
Yes.
And?
葉,
which means leaf.
Yes.
Now, why does 青葉, which is written as blue leaf, mean fresh leaf?
Generally, in Japanese, 青, blue, stands for green.
Which means young or fresh or innocent.
Yes.
Can you literally say, 彼は青い?
Mm-hmm.
Which would mean he's fresh, he's innocent.
Yes.
Sort of clueless, but in a good way, right? No?
Maybe like a nuance of immature.
Oh, okay. So you wouldn't be happy if someone said that to you?
I might not be.
Okay, next word.
Wakaba.
New leaves. Next word.
Sugasugashi.
Refreshing. Next.
Kata.
Person. Next.
Bujini.
Safely. Next.
Tazuneru.
Visit. Next.
Ukeru.
To accept. Next.
皮肉
Cynicism Irony
今日はちょっと急いで単語を見ていきましたね
そうですね We kind of rushed through the vocabulary because there's so much to introduce today But I'd like to take a look at the conversation two sentences in particular
Yes
The first one, what is that?
ご無沙汰しております
And what does that mean?
So the literal meaning is like in a state of no contactBut we translate this as haven't been in contact for a while.
Now this sounds a little bit formal. What's the more casual way of saying this sentence?
ご無沙汰しています or ご無沙汰してます.
Okay, so it's います or ます.
Mm-hmm.
When you make it おります, what kind of nuance does that bring out?
Very formal and very polite.
So is that a way of raising the other person or lowering oneself?
Oh, so it's a humble form of います. So actually you're lowering yourself.
This expression is great for business letters or when you meet with a friend that you haven't been in touch with for a while.
Yes, you see this all the time.
Ah, especially in written form, would you say?
Yes.
Great.
Well, you can also use it on phones or, you know, actually seeing each other.
Great. So it's multi-purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. So let's take a look at the third sentence, please.
隣の方から連絡が入りまして、石原さんがうちを訪ねていらっしゃったそうですね。
What would that be translated as?
I heard from the person next door that you have visited my house.
So this phrase, 訪ねて いらっしゃった.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give us a little breakdown of that?
This might be a bit complicated. 訪ねて, that is the new vocabulary here, meaning visit. 訪ねる. In te form, 訪ねて. And いらっしゃる is honorific form of 来る.
So together, it's saying, you came to visit my house,
mm-hmm.
and it's an honorific form
yes.
of that. Okay.
And it's also in past tense.
So the casual form would be
訪ねてくる.
And the polite form
訪ねてきます.
And the last honorific form would be
訪ねていらっしゃいます.
The plain honorific would be
訪ねていらっしゃる.
And the last part, そうですね, what does that mean?
It means that I heard that.
So you're saying that the そうですね, you would use that when you get a piece of information from a third person. In
yes.
this case, a neighbor?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the person next door.
Okay.
Said this and this. So it's based on something that you heard.
I see. Not something that you obtained on your own.
Yes.
Great. Okay, let's take a look at the next sentence.
無事にお帰りになってよかったと思っております.
Which means, I'm happy to know that you returned without incident. Okay, Natsuko-san, could you explain this phrase, お帰りになって?
This is also a very polite Japanese. Base word here is 帰る.
Okay, which means return.
Mm-hmm. So to put it plainly, it's 無事に帰ってよかったと思っています.
Which is just a casual way of saying, I'm glad to know that you returned.
Mm-hmm. But to make it into honorific form, you add o and ni naru to make it okaeri ni naru. And in this sentence, as you notice, it's in te form. So okaeri ni natte, and it continues.
Ah. Because you want to say, I'm happy to hear that.
Yes.
I see. So, o plus the verb
mm-hmm.
followed by になる.
Yes. Not all verbs, but many verbs take this form when it's raised up.
When you're using it in honorific form.
Yes.
Great. And would you say that this is useful for business settings or
Definitely.
Written form? Great. Okay. Another useful tip. And at the end of the sentence, we have 思っております.
Oh, yes. Again, the 思います expression.
Which is?
The humble form of います.
Great. So we're running out of time, so we can't go through all of this, but be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and pick up the PDF. It'll go into detail about all the things that we covered today.
チェックしてくださいね.
Hi. That's going to do it for today. Tune in next time.
じゃあ、また来週.
石原さん、ご無沙汰しております。青葉若葉がすがすがしい今日この頃、お元気にしていますでしょうか。隣の方から連絡が入りまして、石原さんがうちを訪ねていらっしゃったそうですね。無事にお帰りになってよかったと思っております。現在、私はハワイにいます。 結婚を知らせる手紙を読んでからというもの、どうするべきかについて考えてきました。結局、ずっと私と結婚したがっていた人のプロポーズを受けました。あさって、ハワイで結婚することになっています。とても皮肉ですね。二人ともアメリカで結婚します。では、お元気で。佐々木